What is the historical basis for this saga? You mentioned, you know, the Goths and the Huns and the Burgundians, which certainly appear in Iceland very far away from their native homelands. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of history in this saga, a lot of very old history. So for those unfamiliar with the history of this saga, I guess where does one begin?
Okay, and this is a wonderful question. The first thing is that one doesn't have to imagine that there's some sort of historical basis here, because they speak of a man called Atli, who is the Hunakonungur, the king of the Huns, and that's clearly Attila the Hun. And they speak of a Gunnar of the Burgundians, and that is clearly Gundaharius, who's known from many classical sources. The Romans and the Greeks wrote about these people. And in the German tradition, Attila's Etzel, and we find him there. So that there are many historical elements in the tale. So there's two ways to look at this. And here's where scholars really divide up. Those who are more interested in principally in just literature tend to see the historical basis is not very important, and they look at it as sort of the glass half empty. Okay, it's touched back there, but other scholars, and I'm in this part, I must admit, is that I see it as a glass half filled. I mean, here is the memory of Attila the Hun, Gunnar, the Goths. We have Ermanaric, Jormunrekr, who we know from many Greek sources ruled the great Gothic empire, the steppes, and he is destroyed by the Huns, who suddenly descend on him in the year 375. And we know from other sources about the Burgundians. You know, there's a wonderful historical event that happens. I don't know if it's wonderful. I shouldn't use that word. But in the Roman Empire, of course, is diminishing and diminishing as it goes. But in the 5th century, in the 400s, it was still there. And the frontier, with the very dangerous groups on the other side in the Germanic wilderness, was the Rhine River. And the Rhine is a very impassable border. It's wide and it's fast running, and the Romans garrisoned it. But in the winter of 406, 407, so we're in the early 5th century, the Rhine froze, and it was no longer a barrier. At that moment, all kinds of peoples from across the Rhine River, across the border east of the Rhine, crossed over. That's when the Vandals came through. And the Vandals came through and they destroyed the town of is today Worms. And then they moved, and we know this from historical sources, through France, down through what is today Spain, and into North Africa. And it followed them, all kinds of peoples, one of which is the Burgundians. And we have a great deal of information about the Burgundians. And they had royal family with Gundaharius and Giselharius and whatnot. So there are so many historical elements in this which make sense. And yet it's jumbled in the saga. One can look at it in different ways. I think it's rather amazing that if something happened in the year 430 and 440, and it's remembered in 13th century Iceland and written down, that's the glass half filled. So there's lots of history in here, there's legend in here and in the Volsungasaga, and there's a mythic element.
Perhaps this is an oversimplification, but do you think it would be a fair or unfair characterization to say that perhaps one might view the saga of the Volsungs then as historical fiction? I mean, obviously you have these fictional elements of the supernatural and all the rest of it. But then, as you mentioned, you have these elements of history as well.
Well, That historical fiction is a modern term. I think it fits pretty well, and this, of course, is you know, can be discussed, but fits pretty well with the Icelandic family sagas. You know, the question is, what is fiction and what is history? History can be a fictional account of something that is actually based on a society that is very well portrayed. In other words, that people do what they would have done in a society. It's very hard to distinguish historical fiction from real history if it's done well. But we're talking about the Volsung Saga. I think the characteristics should be really that it's oral narrative. It's oral traditions which are repeated from generation to generation. The real question is, what do people remember that has some sense of accuracy? And there's certain to be certain themes, and the struggles between the Burgundians and the Huns seems to be a theme. The struggle between the Ostrogoths out on the north of the Black Sea on the steppes of Russia, who had moved down from Scandinavia, and their struggles with the Huns. We know historically from Byzantine sources that the Goths were for 100 years on the steppes of Russia. And, you know, Tolkien picked up on these guys as the riders of Rohan is a perfect example of a horse empire. And within 3 years, the Huns destroyed them. So, the Huns came out of nowhere. It was a cataclysmic event. And that's still reflected in this story. So the questions are what are really the themes that people remember and find worth memorizing so that it is passed on from generation? It's not really a question of memorization. It's a question of what is important for the story